It is abundantly clear in Chumash, in Chazal, in a variety of places. This is true in Parshas Behar. It's true as well in Parshas Mishpatim and Kisisa. You see it in a lot of places in Chumash that there is a very strong link between Shabbos and Shemitah. Some of that is because Shabbos is the seventh day of the week and Shemitah is the seventh year in the cycle, and certainly that connotes it. But getting into Parshas Behar, it's even more explicit. The Torah calls Shvius Shabbos. The Torah says about Shemitah that Kisavo el Aretz Asher Ninosim Lachem Vishafsa Aretz Shabbos Lashem, that we refer to it as Shabbos, and this link between Shabbos and Shemitah is a very, very real one. In Pesukim Parsh Kisisa, in certain places in Sefer Shmos, that link is established even on some level in a halachic sense. But certainly in the world of Machshava, there's a whole lot to talk about. What exactly is the link between Shabbos and Shemitah? So we're going to note, I think, three different elements of the connection between them. And then within the third, at least, we'll point out what is a little bit of a difference between Shabbos and Shemitah. The first Ha'ar is as follows. Rashi famously comments, quoting from Chazal in the beginning of Parshas Behar, the Torah says that the mitzvah of Shemitah was given over Behar Sinai, was given over at Har Sinai. Asks Rashi very famously, quoting from Chazal, Ma inyan Shemitah eitzah Har Sinai, why dafka in regards to the mitzvah of Shemitah? Are you teaching me about Maim at Har Sinai? So Rashi says that we learn from Shemitah that just as Shemitah, both the general klal and the general principles, as well as specific details, were given over at Har Sinai, so too with all the mitzvos. All the mitzvahs we got, the klalim and the pratim, we got it all at Maim at Har Sinai. Asks the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I don't understand. If you wanted to teach me that there's a mitzvah, that all the klalim and all the pratim were given at Maim at Har Sinai, so teach it to me by the first mitzvah. Teach it to me by the last mitzvah. Why specifically in regards to Shemitah, we learn this idea of Ma'in Yin Shemitah, Eitzah Har Sinai, just as Shemitah got all of the klalim and all of the pratim, all the general principles and all the details, so too all the other mitzvahs, we were given at Maim Har Sinai. It says the Sfas Emes that part of the insight into this is the link between Shabbos and Shemitah. Says the Sfas Emes is in Parsh Behar and Taf Reish Lamed Hey. Says the Sfas Emes as follows. The fact some mitzvos are not quote unquote regular mitzvos. There is a list of mitzvos that are shakul keneged kol mitzvos. There are certain mitzvos that have something about their nature, something about them that makes them the equivalent of, in whatever that means, that makes that compared to all other mitzvos. Says Fasemes umitalinu b'shmita mashma she mitzvah shekol mitzvos tuliyim ba. The fact that we teach this halacha by Shemitah, it seems to tell me that there is something about Shemitah that is not just a regular single individual mitzvah, but somehow it's reflective of it. Shakol k'neged kol mitzvos. Says Fasemes k'mo Shabbos the shkula k'neged kol mitzvos. That's just like Shabbos. Says Fasemes Shabbos and Shemitah have something in common. Something that Chazal speak about, there's implications even in Halacha, and the Gemara's in the first paragraph of Masechta Shulin, that Shabbos has a certain very unique stature. So too, Shemitah has a very unique stature. They are representative, they are shakul, k'neged, all the mitzvot. In what way is that true? In what way is that true? Point at Tzfas Emes as follows. The function of the mitzvah of Shabbos, or the message, or a message of the mitzvah of Shabbos, and a message of the mitzvah of Shemitah, are very, very much connected. Both of them, argue Sfas Emes, are there in order to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in the world. Hashem is involved in the world and is constantly recreating the world, a certain active involvement. When we rest on the seventh day of the week, we're making a statement that Hashem is there, the way Or HaChaim would say it as an example, that every week the world is only created to last for 7 days until Shabbos comes and gives the world koach to last an additional 7 days. There's a certain kind of chiyas that brings into the world a day Shabbos, and so too Shemitah, when it comes to land, that Shemitah shows that Hashem is still involved, Hashem is still very much connected in all the things that grow from the ground and all the things which happen to be there. Because these are mitzvot which represent ideas fundamental to emunah, fundamental to God's involvement in the world, says the Sfas Emes, that's why we make it dependent, that's why we say Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzah Har Sinai, to the Shemitah, so to Shabbos, because Shemitah is a good mitzvah to use to highlight the power of what's going to be true with all mitzvot. In that sense, the first mahalach, what's one way that Shabbos and Shemitah are connected? Says Sfas Emes, they share a similar function. They show God's continued involvement in the unfolding of what takes place in this world, and that gives both Shabbos and Shemitah a certain element of shakul keneged kol mitzvos. They're very, very critical. They reflect, they highlight, they weigh ki'ilu as much as all the other mitzvos. Meshech Chachma in Parsh Behar is very well known. Meshech Chachma, the Chachma points out, he thinks that there is another connection between Shabbos and Shemitah that's based on the Sifra. Rashi quotes here, what do we call Shemitah? Shabbos, Lashem. L'shem Hashem, k'shem shenemar b'Shabbos bereishis. Both Shabbos and Shemitah have an element of Shabbos Lashem. What does that mean? The Mishnah Chachma points out something intriguing. So the Mishnah Chachma, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yovel. Shabbos, the Gemara tells Maseches Beitzah, Maseches Pesachim, the Kedusha of Shabbos exists every 7 days no matter what. If Klal Yisrael would do nothing, it would still be Shabbos. Shabbos is set, fundamental Kedusha established by Ribbono Shel Olam. Yontif, however, is different. Yontif is only if Klal Yisrael are Mekadesh Yontif, then Yontif comes into existence. Otherwise, Mekadesh Yisrael. Yisrael is one that are Mekadesh Yontif, but Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kayimah. Shabbos is there no matter what. No matter what. Says the Mishnah Chachma, Hu Hadin, the relationship between Shemitah and Yovel. Yovel, the Rambam tells us, the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, Yovel only applies if Bnei Yisrael does certain things. Shemitah, however, is every 7 years no matter what. He assumes, like the majority view of Rishonim, that Shemitah is every 7 years, even though there's no based in counting, no one's being Mekadesh it, every seven, it's Kadosh Ba'atzmuso. In that sense, says the Mishnah Chachma, the link between Shabbos and Shemitah is the link about they have similar Kedushas. The Kedusha is not a Kedusha created by man. It's rather Shabbos, Lashem. It's a Shabbos created by Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a Shabbos which is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it all is. Parentheses. I always thought that you could add a little bit onto the Mishnah Chachma. And in truth, even though Shabbos and Shemitah both have inherent Kedushas, in regards to both Shabbos and Shemitah, this is a very long conversation for a different time, they both have an element of us still needing to do our part and to have a degree of Kiddush. Shabbos has us being Mekadesh Shabbos through Kiddush. Shabbos has a din of Tosefes Shabbos. Shemitah also has a din of Tosefes Shabbos. And Shemitah also, I have a din, say, for Shemitah's Kesafim. I'm supposed to say Meshamin Ani, maybe it's even Ma'ake for some Rishonim, that we still play a role. Even when God causes a Kedusha in Shabbos and Shemitah, we always try to add in some of our own Kedusha. And that's if we saw two elements of the relation between Shabbos and Shemitah. It's Fas MS, which again, some Rishonim have in a different way. The function of Shabbos and Shemitah are similar. They're both paramount mitzvot that are chakol, can't get them all. They show God's continued involvement. Second idea, Mishnah Chachma, the nature of their Kedusha is the same. Some Kedushas are created by man, Yontif and Yovel. Some creations are Shabbos, Lashem. God creates the Kedusha, even if we do nothing, that is Shemitah and Shabbos. There is, however, a very intriguing distinction which takes place maybe between Shabbos and Shemitah, and it's a Tzadok and Parsh Mishpatim, the Pritzadok, Parsh Mishpatim Oz Vav, commenting on a very wild Rashi. Rashi in Parsh Mishpatim quotes a Hava Amina that comes from Chazal in the Mechilta, that maybe in a Shemitah year, we should not have to keep Shabbos. That I can have a Hava Amina on a Shemitah year, we shouldn't have to keep Shabbos. Why shouldn't I have to keep Shabbos? What's going on there? So says Reb Tzadok for the following reason. If you really think that Shabbos and Shemitah are very, very similar, so you could think that once I already have Shemitah, what do I need Shabbos for? Especially, says Reb Tzadok, if the link between Shabbos and Shemitah is about freeing us up to be able to focus on Avodas Hashem. Then normally, I work very hard during the week, so on a Shabbos, that's my time to be free to worship on Hashem, to focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. But on a Shemitah year, the whole year I'm not working. The whole year there's no agriculture. And in that sense, I could think that in Shemitah year, there's no need to have it because I already have the purpose of Shabbos. So look at the same Havamina that we have in Parsh Kisisa, as well in Parsh V'yakel, that maybe when you build the Mishkan, that if, as far as the Mishkan goes, that the building the Mishkan should be Docha Shabbos. And the Mishkan, you can Havamina, you can be Docha Shabbos when you build the Mishkan. How come? Because I could think the same thing, that the Mishkan accomplishes what Shabbos accomplishes. The Mishkan is about bringing the Shekhinah to this world. Shabbos is about bringing the Shekhinah to this world. So I could think that if I'm already building the Mishkan, I could violate Shabbos because it's the same thing as Shabbos anyway. It's about bringing the Shekhinah down to this world. Says Reb Tzadok, but what's the Kamash Malan? How come that's not true? Meaning, I understand the link between Shabbos and Shemitah, and therefore I have a Hava Mina that the entire Shemitah year, there should be no din of Shabbos. But what's the Maskana? How come I have to still keep Shabbos? Or what's the Maskana? How come I can't, even though I'm building the Mishkan, which is bringing the Shekhinah down, how come I can't do that on Shabbos? Isn't Shabbos also about bringing the Shekhinah down? It should be good to do on Shabbos. Says Reb Tzadok the following very simple Ara. It is true that Shabbos and Shemitah have a connection and have a relationship between them. But there is still a difference. And even a person who keeps a Shemitah year, Shabbos has a unique element, a unique capacity to bring extra Kedusha into our lives. And Adarabba, the more we're focused on Hashem during the week, the more that Shabbos can give us an even extra element of Kedusha. We see that as a Tzadok, the din is on Shabbos, the din of Shvisas Behema. Even your animal can't work on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, as a Tzadok, the Kedusha of Shabbos is so great that it enters afilu be'kinyanim shel Yisrael. It impacts even that which you own. Think about Reb Shimon about the nature of bailus. It impacts even your kinyanim on Shabbos, because Shabbos kedusha is so great and it's so pervasive. In that sense, of tzadok, the more that your week is focused on Hashem, sometimes the more powerful your Shabbos is going to be. In that sense, you may have an amazing kamash malan. It isn't just hava mina neshmita year you shouldn't keep Shabbos at all. Kamash malan, not only do you have to keep Shabbos, but the kamash malan is that in the shmita year it's a different, higher quality Shabbos. Because the more that you're focused on Baruch Shalom during the week, the more that Shabbos is able to enter, even bring even more Kedusha in. And in that sense, an amazing Ha'ara. Much as there's often a link between Shabbos and Shemitah, and a lot of links in the world of Halacha, much as there's a link, so for Tzfasam, it's about the goal and function of each. For the Meshul Chacham, it's about the nature of the Kedusha of each. For Tzadok, they have similar goals, but there's still a chilek between them, which is why, even in the Shemitah year, we keep Shabbos. Because the koach, the kedusha of Shabbos, is significantly more powerful and can add a whole lot. Have a wonderful rest of your day.